Dunce, get the thumbs up. Now, wow, tata wow. Welcome back, you guys, to the Cree Chatter Hour. Fonwood is Sigasoyan, Egua.
Dallas Waska had right here, ladies and gentlemen.
And welcome, you guys, back. You know, since it's been powwow season, I thought it'd be cool to explore some new phrases and stuff that you could use when you run into people. You start using them this weekend. Again, we just shared the word for Enoch, since, you know, Enoch is having a powwow this weekend. It's muskakesick. You want to say Enoch powwow, muskakesick, but simuin. That's a good thing. If somebody's asking, you, oh, where are you going this weekend? Muskakesick, but simuin. Etuteyan, you could say that too. You know, I'm going there. Or egituteyan, ewituteyan. One's a future tense, one's a past tense.
Oh, that's a good, that's good. It's good to learn.
Oh, yeah. I was just talking about how I always wanted to mention, like, you know how in our English vocabulary, there's 26 letters in the alphabet that we use in English. In Cree, we only use 10. That our Cree alphabet only consists of 10 letters. And that is the consonants. Those are the ones that aren't, you know, you guys, we all went to school. We know what consonants and vowels are. The consonants that we use in the Cree language is C, H, K, M, N, P, S, T, W, and Y. Vowels, actually, you know what? We have a little bit more vowels because we do the long sounds too. So there's 7 vowels.
7 vowels, that's pretty awesome.
So there's 17. Actually, we use 17. Sorry, guys. We
use 17 vowels,
17 alphabets.
Okay, okay.
And because we have 10 consonants and 7 vowels. So there's 17. And that's A, I, O, long A, E, long I, and O. So that's why when they say our language has to be real descriptive, it is because of that. Because we don't have as much letters and stuff to work with. So we really describe these new things that we see. But this weekend, though, I know Dallas will work on some phrases and stuff that you want to use that you could use at people at the powwows. What's one phrase you could use at somebody at the powwow?
I would say, again, I always say kitayowau chi sunyao.
Or kitayowau sunyao chi.
Oh, kitayowau sunyao chi.
That's when you want to ask somebody for money. You guys should teach your kids that, and that way you could send them to your relatives at the powwow and ask, get them to ask them for some money. But if you want to ask somebody for money, you say kitayowau chi sunyao or kitayowau sunyao chi. Do you have any money? And you could say namagi gwei sunyao. Like, I don't have any money. Go on, get out of here.
Go on, get.
I found a cool word too, and it was for bass drum. Like, we all typically know our traditional style drums are the ones with the hide and wooden frame, but if you go back, when was the bass drum kind of popular in powwow?
I think it was the early, you know, and I could be wrong, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm sure that's what
you've seen it a lot in, where in like the
60s, actually
70s,
way, yeah, maybe earlier than that. I think that's what they started out with, was with bass drums, because they it was shows.
I think a lot of straight singing groups, like those old style groups,
yeah,
they still use bass drums sometimes, right?
Yeah,
but there's a whole word for that. Like, we've used the word drum, mistagwaski, on the show many times, but I thought it's real cool, since we're talking about our language being descriptive and all of that, that we would share the word for bass drum. Because you see that at the Poatsimuan, at the powwows too. And that's ka ki tuet mistagwaski.
Ka ki tuet?
Ka ki tuet.
Ka ki tuet mistagwaski.
Tuet, you're saying, you have to tuet, say tuet.
Tuet. Ka ki tuet.
Yeah, kaki tuet. Kaki tuet.
It's almost like kaki.
It's like, it's spelled actually K-A-K-I-H-T-E-W-E-T, then mistagwaski.
Kaki
tuet. Kaki
tuet.
And that's a bass drum. Like, those are the drums that you see in bands, the big bass drums. Our indigenous people use that all over Turtle Island sometimes for powwow drums. So I thought that was a cool word to share, since we're talking about powwow words and phrases.
Well, not only that, we had sat beside a group at Siksika Powwow this past weekend, and they were called Baby Flats, and they were using a real loud, really nice bass drum, actually. And all of us other groups that were there, we were having troubles with our drum because it was going flat with the humidity. But these young kids that were sitting beside us, they were called Baby Flats. They had a real nice Remo bass drum, right? Is that what we're talking about, a bass drum?
Yeah,
yeah, bass drum. And it sounded so awesome. And I tell you, the first time I came across a bass drum, kaki tuet, mistagwaski, was Red Bull, watching Red Bull singers sing mm-hmm. in the 80s.
Mind you, I was a little kid. Fluffy sticks, hey?
Yeah, fluffy sticks. And I always remember a story your dad used to tell me. He would say that at nighttime, Red Bull would have this red light and they would put it underneath their drum, right? And it was like a small little red light and it would it'd be real like flashy for Saturday night special, right? Because he was talking about they barely really had any lights at powwows, right? So it was kind of really dark, right? So they would kind of bring this red light, they'd put it under their bass drum, and that light would go through the drum, right? So when people would come watch, they would see this drum that looked red, which is cool because, you know, their name was Red Bull.
The next word I want to get to is drumstick. That's something we've never really shared on here.
No. I'm
going to test you real quick. What's the word to like hit something?
Bagama.
Yeah. And you know the word for drumstick is bagamaganis. Bagamagans. Like that.
Bagamagans.
Like something you hit it with.
That's
it's
so
actually,
interesting.
It's like spelled P-A-K-A-M-A-H long A gunis. Or guns. Okay. We would say guns.
Bagabagant.
Yeah, that's how you say it. That's how you say like a drumstick.
Wow.
Because you're
cool.
Hitting something. It's something you hit with, right?
Bagabagant.
That's like a little drumstick though. I think there's another word for like a normal drumstick, mm-hmm. like a bigger one. It's a little bit harder to say, but I think that's cool. See, we talk about description and descriptive. That's what they seen. Like that little stick is something you hit the drum with. So they naturally name it like something you hit with, right?
Bagabagant. And it's so cool because I could say that, and that's the exciting part, without even looking at it or seeing it, because I could pronounce that, right? Bagamagans. Mm-hmm. Bagamagans. Right? So, no, that's a cool word, and I think, you know, we talk about certain words when we're learning words, when we come across certain words, and I could tell you right now, Nawigamaganda, that word, bagamagans, is going to be a word I'm going to keep saying, and I'm going to own that word. So I'm going to start saying that 400 times.
I think our next word, I thought it was really cool because you see these guys in every grand entry all the time, and that's like our veterans. So like our warriors, our braves, is that's kind of like what our people would kind of know them as. I'm sure that there is a word for veteran. I don't remember it, but I think we'll refer to them like the warriors, eh? A brave or a warrior, because they're the ones that used to go to war for us. And that's not pigasawinu, or not pigasawinuak.
Not pigasawinuak.
You know, I never realized, and that's probably on my own, my whole life going to powwows, how important a role the veterans play in that.
In what sense?
Like, they're the ones that our elders, our veteran elders, usually they're the ones that pick up feathers. And they come and they dance in right after the flag. Sometimes they're the ones that bring in the flags for us at Grand Entry. And I guess that's what I meant by that.
But, you know, like speaking about veterans, I know when we go to the States, I mean, they get to shoot off their guns, right? And then remember at... Black Hills Powwow, they had the veterans dancing in with the flags, and then they got to shoot off their blanks, eh? And they have such a cool victory song, yeah. You know, where the warriors are, you know, everybody gets to count cool with the Custer flag that gets dragged around.
That,
right?
That was really cool. Another word that you can use, and I heard it being used.
Okichita.
Yeah, there you go, okichita.
Yeah.
And that's for like a warrior or like a worthy young man, worthy young person, okichita. And you can actually refer to even our skowak like that, okichita skwil. You know, that's like a warrior woman or, you know.
And I just heard that, right? We just heard that from Ken Rowan, right? I think he was saying that to you.
Yeah, we were lucky to have him come take part of, you know, our after part of our powwow. Really appreciative for his amazing words and what he brings and a lot of knowledge. And, you know, our Satellite Powwow Committee, we were just really honored to have him. Come help us close out the powwow there. We had a really good weekend. That was a couple of weeks ago and it turned out really good. But I'm looking forward though. It seems like I can relax and enjoy the rest of the summer, you know, hit the Boatsumwin Trail. And I'm looking for, how would you say that even? Boatsumwin Trail. Mm. Almost like a Boatsumwin Miskano. Eh?
Yeah, exactly.
Like a powwow road.
Powwow road. The powwow road.
Boatsumwin Miskano.
Powwow, yeah. Oh, Boatsumwin Miskano. Yes, yes.
Speaking of Miskano, you know, there's a reason. In our animal words, the word for turtle, I want to share that. And that was Miskanak.
Misconnect.
Do you know why they call turtle Misconnect?
Danige.
Because when he walks, like say if he's walking on grass, he leaves a little road because he's so close to the ground.
Yep.
So that's why they call him Misconnect.
Turtle and, you know, Island.
Misconnect, he leaves a road when he walks.
We are the people of Turtle Island. And we are all, I remember talking to this old man and remember he was saying, we are the people of Turtle Island. So another thing.
I know what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Misconnect.
The turtles.
Yeah. Misconnect. Patsimuin. Moina.
I said Patsimuin Misconnect. Oh. and then I went into why they call turtles turtles.
And I like
they leave
that.
A little trail wherever they walk, trail. Like a little road.
And that's so cool. I didn't even know that. And that's so awesome to know that. No, but Naskomunder, no, we can for that. You know, again, we always say we learn something new every day, and we're always learning, especially when it comes to our Nehiowi. It's a life learning thing,
right? Is there any phrases or words you'd like to share on this segment?
Yes, Sunyao. Sunyao.
You said that in the beginning.
Nasagitin Sunyao. I love money.
Weekend, though, will be our first weekend. Our group will actually be without its captain in Muskeg Sikai Blue. Believe that's where the crew is going to go. Mr. Waskahat has his own commitments he has to fulfill this weekend in regards to his community. So that's going to be awesome. You know, that's a beautiful thing about this season, you know, the Nipin season, Wewitamik, and it being beautiful outside, is that there's a lot of things that our people do. Like, you know, there's a lot of people who are hunters, or, you know, we have the powwow people, we have the stick game people, we have people who do all of our ceremony gatherings in our communities, and you see all of that happening. It's a really beautiful time. Even though we live in a territory where it's winter, like I want to say 70% of the year, it's really nice to see how much when we powwow hard. So you guys check out the list of powwows online. You can powwow. I do believe right now in Red Pheasant is they have their weekday powwow happening right now.
They have their weekday powwow happening right now. And then I know there's a powwow, like again you said, Muskegsek, Egway Alexis. And then weekday powwow next week. And the week of my gun is Minestiquin.
There's lots. Yeah. Man. And you then, see a lot of people from the States come up for this particular season. But I even like the word for Red Pheasant. I remember we were there for a round dance this past winter, was it, eh? We went there for their chief and council round dance. And that's when we learned, we figured that Red Pheasant would actually be Red Pheasant, but in Cree. But it's not. It's referred to as Eagle Hills. Did you know that?
Yeah.
And that's Miksuwati.
Yeah, Miksuwati. Because we were kind of talking about that, right? So we were thinking Miko, right? Miko, wow.
I don't even know how to say pheasant.
Yeah, me too.
But that's how you say Red Pheasant. That's happening right now. If you're around that area, go check it out. And I do encourage each and every one of you guys to check out both the powwows in the Treaty 6 area this weekend. If you can, go to Enoch and Alexis. Both are very good celebrations. I know it's going to be a good time. They both know how to host really awesome powwows. Again, practice your Cree, you guys. You know, even if you just go up to somebody and say, Dansik, yeah, you know, how are you? Or you ask them their name, you know, Dansik Itzigasun. Hi, what's your name, you know?
Yeah, that's a good one. Dansik Itzigasun. Holy, you know what, just to hear that, I haven't heard that in a long time, to be honest.
And then you can answer, you know, say your name. I would say Fuan Itzigasun. You can say Dante Otsigia. Where are you from? Just basic stuff like that. Practice out of powwow. Powwow is perfect setting for that. We always say, don't be shy to go and ask an elder or somebody there for knowledge. Bring a little bit of stamina. If there's something you want to know about what's happening, or if there's words, or, you know, listen to the speakers too, even in Grand Entry or specials or the MCs. They're always constantly sharing knowledge about what's going on, or about the language, or about our customs. It's always good to just be an observer and listen sometimes. And that's something I've learned to do. I really enjoy hearing the different MCs. You know who is an amazing MC, Dallas, is Mr. Elmer Rattlesnake.
Yeah, my Nutsawis. Yeah, he's wonderful. Nehio speaker, Nehiowi. When he's wonderful when it comes to the language. Not only the language, though, but his description to the language and the translation is so wonderful to hear that someone can speak Cree but translate it at the same time. But also make it so easier for us new ones that are learning the language to speak it as well.
But with that, we're finished this segment for the Cree Chatter Hour. Please join us right after these messages for the singing portion. It's my favorite part of the show, so don't go anywhere.